The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text Number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 20th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Because of the conditioned souls, material body and senses, and the senses presiding deities, the demigods, is the material nature. This is understood by learned men. The feelings of happiness and distress of the soul, who is transcendental by nature, are caused by the spirit soul himself.
Karjakaranakartitti karanam prakitim vidho bhoktitti sukhadukhanam purusham prakite param. Purusham, we are also prakriti, but here it has been said purusham. Living entity is prakriti. Original position is prakriti. Prakriti means subordinate. We have got experience in this material world also. Prakriti, stri and purusha, husband and wife. Natural position is that the wife is under or subordinate to the husband. At least that is the Vedic conception. That for woman places herself in the position of dasi. Dasi, maidservant. In the queens of Krishna, when you'll find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when there was talking between the queens and Draupadi at Kurukshetra on some festival, so as women mixing together, they talk about their marriage, about their family, about their husband. So they were also talking. So Draupadi was asking the queens of Krishna how they are married. Because in each time Krishna had to fight to get the wife. That is the Kshatriya principle. Without fight, there is no marriage. There must be some fight. And after killing the opposing party, that blood is taken and smeared over it. This is red vermilion. Now it can be purchased. There is no fight. You can purchase 2 pies, that's all. But formally, a Kshatriya must fight. And there are many opposing princes, and the victorious prince must kill or at least get some blood from the body, and as victorious the wife will be smeared. Anyway, so the point is that even the queens of Krishna, they are not ordinary women, very exalted. So they are giving their acquaintances to Draupadi. In this way, I became a maidservant of Krishna. You'll find this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the queens, every queen possessed a big palatial building, and all the palaces were made of first-class marble, and the furnitures were made of ivory, and the beddings, and the within the room there was no need of electrical bulb. They are set up with jewels, and they would throw focus of light, and there was garden, Parijat flower. You'll find all these things in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And each queen had 10 sons, and the sons were also married, they had sons in this age, very, very opulent. But still, they were placing themselves in the position of maidservant. They are also king's daughter, not ordinary being. So that is the Vedic conception. Of course, I do not know what is the practice here, but in Bengal, this is the practice when the son goes to marry to the bride's house. It is a custom, the mother asks the son, "My dear son, where you are going?" So the bridegroom answers, "I am going to bring one maidservant for you." This is the system. So, according to the Vedic system, there is no equal right of the man and woman. The woman is always subordinate. That is the Manusanghita law. Nastriyam satantata varhati. A woman does not require, does not deserve to get independence. That is good for them. If the woman remains under the protection in young age, under father, when he is child, when he is young, under the protection of husband, and when she is old, under the protection of elderly children, that is their very safe position. Just like Kunti. Kunti was not ordinary woman. Still, she kept herself under the protection of the five sons. The sons were going to forest. Kunti was not asked to go to the forest, but because she took it to be protected by the sons, she also went to the forest. Just like Sita Devi. Sita, she was also king's daughter. When Ramchandra was going to the forest, Ramchandra did not ask also. Neither Sita was asked by her father-in-law to go to the forest. But she preferred to go with Ramchandra just to be protected by him. This is the system. Anyway, the living entities, they are described as prakriti in the Bhagavad Gita. Stri, not purusha. But here it is said purusham. Purusham, because in the material world we have given up the idea that constitutionally we are prakriti, subordinate. We want to declare independence not under the protection of Krishna or God. This is our position in this material world. Therefore, the mentality is not to become prakriti, but to become purusha. The mentality. In the material world, constitutionally, the living entity is prakriti. It is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para. Jiva-bhuta, mahāvā. The jiva-bhuta, mamimāṁsa jiva-bhuta, prakriti. But artificially, you are trying to become purusha. Ultimately, the same spirit is going on. As purusha is the enjoyer, we try to become independent enjoyer of this material world, and baffled, one after another, baffled. And at last, finally baffled, still he wants to become the supreme purusha. I am God. This is Maya. Those who are claiming to become I am God, they are still in Maya. That's because he is prakriti by nature, but he is still trying in the first in the karma field as karmi, working day and night hard What is the purpose is that I shall become the enjoyer. I shall become the supreme. So, on account of this purusha mentality, the jiva is described here as purusha. And this purusha's position is prakite para. Purusham prakite param. We do not belong to this material world. Prakite param. Transcendental. Because we are spirit soul, we belong to the spiritual world. Prakite. This prakite is material. This prakite is material, but we are falsely identifying ourselves as something made of this matter. The whole scientific world is going on under this misconception of life that we belong to this material world. This is called illusion. Anyway, there are three things. Kārya-kārana kartitya. Kāranam prakritim vidhu. We are doing something according to our position. Kārya, kārana and kartā. So, according to circumstances, according to different causes, and we are blessed to execute different types of business, and we are obliged to do that. As soon as karanam, karja karanam kattitte karanam purusha, karanam prakriti. Karja karanam kattitte karanam prakriti. Prakriti, we accept this prakriti, because as soon as we develop this mentality, that why shall I serve Krishna? Why shall I serve God? I shall become independent. So immediately we are placed in this material world. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Ichchat desha samutthena sarge janti parantapa. Sarge means in creation. This is the creation, created world. The spiritual world is not created. That is eternal. How it is created? Just like the sky is eternal, but the cloud is created. That we have got experience. There is in a clear sky. Clear sky is already there. But at some time, seasonal changes, the cloud is created. The water is taken from the stock is already there, taken from the sea, ocean, and it is made into gas, and that appears as cloud, and it covers the sun. The sun is the cause of cloud, but the cloud covers the sun, and we cannot see the sun. Similarly, everything created is the Supreme Lord. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Janmadasya jataha. This material world is also created by God. And the work is going on. Maya dhakshena prakriti syate isa characharam. So, everything is going on under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But according to our position, we are enjoying different results. Not enjoying, suffering. Here there is no question of enjoyment. It is suffering. So this prakriti, this material nature, is creating the situation. We have discussed already many times. According to our karanam gunasangasya, as we are associating with different modes of material nature, or infecting different modes of material nature, so that we are getting different situation, different body, different activities. The original cause is the material nature. Then we can say, then why we are suffering. Everything is given by the material nature. Why? No. That is stated here. The bhoktitte sukadukkhanang purusham prakite param. The material nature is creating the situation for your suffering. So she is not responsible. You have to suffer. This is our position. You cannot say that material nature is creating, why I shall suffer? No. They just like, if you say, I did not know when I infected this disease, so why shall I suffer from it? No. Because you have, somehow or other, you have infected some type of disease, you must suffer. This is our position. Because you have come to this material nature, and you have infected a certain quality or modes of material nature, the resultant action, you have to suffer. Although the body is given to you by material nature, the bodily pains and pleasure, that you have to suffer. This is our position. That means, because we have come to this material nature. How we have come to material nature? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Iccha desha samutthena sarge janti pananta. Iccha desha. There are two things, hatred and desire. Something we desire and something we hate. Iccha desha. Two kinds of propensities there are. So, when we want to enjoy this material world, that is called Iccha. And when we want to disobey God, that is called Desha. So that Iccha and Desha, there can be, that is, two opposing elements, there are. So Iccha Desha Samuthena, when we think, that is not very difficult to understand. Everyone is thinking, why shall I worship God? These are all bogus things. They are going to the temple. No, that propensity is there. Desha. Tanaham dishata kuran kipami ajasra andhajun. Krishna says in the Tanaham dishata kuran. These persons who are envious of God and kuran. Krura means cruel envious. Very, very atheistic. Duskritanam mulha. Asuri bhavamasa. This is asuri bhava. When he become envious, atheist, godless, without any God consciousness, that is called atheism. That is desha. You'll find all the demons, we have got description in the shastra. Their only business is to become envious of God. This is the deal. Just like Kongsa. Kongsa, as soon as he heard one omen that the eighth son of his sister, the Devaki, would kill him, immediately become furious. So let me finish my sister. So that there will be no eighth or first or second son. Finish the origin of. So anyway, Vasudev saved him, saved her. It is the duty of the husband to save, give protection to the wife. So, somehow or other, it was a family matter. But he promised that I shall bring all the children to you. So this is counsel. And actually, Vasudev, to keep his word, brought all the issues before him, and he killed. Only in case of Krishna, he violated the promise. No, I cannot allow this child to be killed. He transferred the child from Devaki's protection to Mother Yashoda's protection. The Kamsa was thinking of killing Krishna, always. He was also Krishna conscious. always thinking of, but how to kill Krishna? That is the difference between the demon and the devotee. The demons are also Krishna conscious. But they are Krishna conscious in the opposite way. How to kill Krishna? And devotees, they are Krishna conscious, but not like the demons. They are always thinking how to serve Krishna. Both of them are Krishna conscious. Therefore, this is because these demons are also Krishna conscious, they cannot be called devotees. They cannot be called devotees. But they get the good result of Krishna consciousness. By thinking of Krishna, Krishna, and when they are killed by Krishna, they get immediately liberation. That is the absolute position of Krishna. Either you go to him as enemy or you go to him as friend, your result is the same. So somehow or other come to Krishna consciousness, but the demonic Krishna consciousness is not bhakti. That is not bhakti. So liberation is achievable even by the non-devotees. Because these demons, they are non-devotees. They are getting also liberation because thinking of Krishna always. So why the devotees also get the same type of liberation? No. For them, better type of liberation. Sajidya sarupa shasti. There are five kinds of liberations. The sajidya mukti, to become one with the Supreme, that is obtainable even by the enemy's demons. The devotees, they do not want that kind of liberation. They want to keep their identity eternally and serve Krishna. That is perfect. So, anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Therefore, bhakti is described anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Krishna anusilanam. Anusilanam means cultivating the knowledge of Krishna. The demons are also cultivating, but that is not anukullena. That is pratikullena. How to kill Krishna? So that is not bhakti. When we cultivate Krishna consciousness, anukulena, anukul means favorable, that is called bhakti. So, here it is said that kārya-kāraṇa-kartitve kāraṇam prakṛtiṁ vidu bhaktitve sukha-dukkhānāṁ purusaṁ prakṛte param. Purusa, we living entities, because we have developed this consciousness, some or other, that we don't want to serve Krishna, but we want to become Krishna. This pratikilla, this ichha, and not to serve Krishna, this desha, two things combined, ichha desha samuttena, sarge jānti parantapa, they cannot, just like, I'll give you a very small example, just like the criminals. The criminals, they have got two things, ichha desha. Desha, why shall I abide by the government law? I can do anything what I like. This is desha. And ichha means I shall work independently without the law. So, just like this ichha desha, the result is they are put into the jail. On account of these two things, ichha, that I shall live independently without the control of the government. Whatever I like, I shall do. This ichha and desha, I don't like to carry out the orders of law. Desha, this is very nice example. The result is that he will be arrested and he will be put into the jail. It is like exactly like that. We are in this material world, on account of this ichha and desha. We wanted to satisfy the senses, material senses, independently, and we wanted to disobey the orders of the Supreme Lord. These are the two causes for which we are put into this material world. So, we have to rectify this mentality that I am independent, I am God, I can do whatever you like. This mentality has to be rectified. For that rectification, we are in this material world and we are undergoing different types of miserable condition of life to become rectified, so that we may come to the senses that I want to be happy, I want to enjoy life. Why I am put into these unfavorable circumstances? The most unfavorable circumstance is that I do not want to die, still I have to die. This is common sense. So, on account of this Purusha mentality, just like I have already explained, these three can enjoy a happy life along with the husband, not independent. Similarly, we being prakriti, our business is to remain eternal servant of Krishna, then we'll be happy. Otherwise, we'll not be happy. It is not possible. And the whole material world, whole Vedic Shastra, whole Vedic culture is meant for rectifying this mentality that I am not independent. I am dependent on Krishna. So I have forgotten Krishna somehow or other, and I have taken this mentality of Purusha, enjoying this material world. I have to rectify this. If I rectify that, then I become free from the clutches of Maya. Otherwise, since I have put myself under the clutches of this material energy, she is giving me different types of body, different types of situation to fulfill my desire. Because she has given a different type of body, a different type of situation, she is not responsible. I am responsible, therefore I will have to suffer or enjoy of the sequence of the resultant action made by the material nature. Therefore it is said, the karja karanam kartitte karanam prakriti. One should understand. I have got this body, this is given by material nature. I have got a different type of mentality, that is also given by prakriti. I am suffering, that is also given, that is circumstances created. But prakriti, material nature, is not responsible, not seal suffer, but is. Just like one, this is karja karana kartitte, bhaktitte. Kartitte is material nature, but bhaktitte, I am bhaktitte. I am put into that. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, anadi karama phale pari bhavanna bhujal. Somehow or other, I have fallen in this ocean of birth and death. Pari vare na dekhi upaya. I do not find how to get out of it. But we can get out of it very easily. That is advised by Krishna. Māme vajapravaddante māyāme thāng. Otherwise he cannot. Here it is a great struggle. Manas sashnāni indriyāni prakitisthāni karsati. Great hard struggle going on. We are trying to be happy, but that is not possible. Just like if you are put into the ocean, you may be very good swimmer. You may struggle very nicely. But you are under the control of the prakriti. You cannot be happy in the water. But if somebody helps you to get out of the water, then you will be happy. So our business is to pray to Krishna to get me out of this struggling, hard struggle for existence in this material world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching us this prayer, no other prayer.
Hainandatanajapatitam kinkaranamana visame bhavambhudau. Krishna, Krishna is very pleased when he addresses with his devotee. Nanda Maharaj is devotee, playing as the father of Krishna. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing Krishna, Oi Nanda Tanuja. Krishna, you are born out of the body of Maharaj Nanda. This is very pleasing to Krishna. Therefore, he is addressing, Oi Nanda Tanuja. Patitam kinkaram mame bhishame. Patitam kinkaram. Kinkaram means servant. I am your eternal servant. But somehow or other, I am now fallen in this ocean of nisans, repeated birth and death. Patitam kinkaram mame bhishame bhavambhudu kripaya. By your causeless mercy, because I am servant, I have somehow or other fallen. Kripaya tavapada pankaja sthita dhuli sadhusam vichinta. Kindly fix me again as one of the dust particle in your lotus feet. This prayer has been said. So, we cannot be happy in this purusha mentality to enjoy this material world. We can never be happy. Abhamma bhugonan loka. Even if you are not just like that trying to go to the moon planet, but watch this moon planet, it is very near. Even if you go to the topmost planet, Abrahma Bhuvanalukam Punaravottinojjana. The struggle will go on. You cannot be happy. Either you go to the heavenly planet or the moon planet or the Brahma planet, anywhere in this material world. The four things, birth, death, old age and disease, will go on. You cannot stop it. Therefore Krishna says, don't try to be elevated to the higher planetary system, to the moon planet or sun planet or heavenly planet. Try to come to me. Jagvatyanandvattanti tadbhamam paramamam. This should be our endeavor. Don't try to elevate yourself materially. That will not make you happy. Just try to get out of these material classes and begin your spiritual life. That will make you happy. That is the only source of happiness. Otherwise, this not the same example. That if you are put into the ocean, you may be very good swimmer. It will be great struggle. You can keep yourself floating. But that is not happiness. Happiness is different. If you want happiness, then you have to give up the association of prakriti, karanam guna sangas. Because as so long you will be the material world, you will have to associate with some of the modes of material nature. Satagona, rajagona, tamagona. By association with the satagona, material modes of nature, urdham gacchanti sattvastva. You can be elevated to the higher planetary system, or by jaghanna guna vittista adhogacchanti tamasa, by associating the tamagona, you will be put downwards, either in the animal forms of life or lower planetary system. In this way, you are wandering up and down. Give up this business. Krishna says, surrender unto me. You surrender to Krishna and be happy. Thank you.